You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
This is LiveSpeak, and I'm Justin the Geek. I'll be taking your calls, answering your questions if I can, filling your head full of nonsense and acting like a fool. Here we go. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody. This is LiveSpeak, and I am Justin the Geek. Happy St. Patrick's Day to my Irish friends out there. Personally, I am a part Irish, and I am not wearing green today, so feel free to pinch me if you see me. Today's going to be a pretty good show. I'm really excited about this one. We have a guest. His name's Tom Evans, and he has a couple books out, one called Bending Time, another called Flavors of Thought. And when I say bending time, we're talking about time, and the definition that's given in the dictionary is that time is the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future, regarded as a whole. Now, we define time as seconds and minutes, days, months, weeks, years. That's how we see time. After taking Tom's course on Udemy, udemy.com, called Bending Time, I'm starting to see it a little differently. So I decided to do a little research, and I found a few an article that I'd like to share with you, and it's from Seven Theories on Time that I found online. And one of them, this one I'm going to share with you, is called We May Not Live in the Present. It's interesting, and you have to think about this, because time, as we know it, is just fixed. We expect it to be a certain time, you know, of the day, a certain time of the year. But these theories are very interesting. So I'll go ahead and read this. And it says, what if we told you that what you think of as the present is actually slightly in the past? Basically, your life isn't a live feed. It's a delayed broadcast that your brain is constantly editing and censoring for your convenience. Now, the delay isn't much. What's 80 milliseconds between you and your brain, right? Not much. A group of neuroscientists disagree. They've come up with some freaky time-altering experiments to prove that this difference can change your perspective of cause and effect. Now, here's an example. In one experiment, the volunteers were told to press a button that would cause a light to flash with a short delay. After 10 or so tries, the volunteers were beginning to see the flash immediately after they pressed the button. Their brains had gotten used to the delay and decided to edit it out. Yes, that's a thing your brain can do. Now, that's not the freaky part. When the scientists removed the delay, the volunteers reported seeing the flash before they pressed the button. So their brains, in trying to reconstruct the events, messed up and switched the order. They were seeing the consequence first and the action second. Now, if you're still not convinced, try this. I've actually done this. This is very weird. Touch your nose and your toe at the same time. Now, logic says that you should feel your nose first, because it's right there in your face. Hopefully, it's in your face. And therefore, the sensory signal doesn't have to travel too long before it reaches the brain. Whereas your toe is at the extreme opposite end. The physical distance a message has to travel on a neurological pathway is much longer from toes than from your nose. And yet, you feel both things at the same time. So according to neuroscientist David Eagleman, that's because your brain always tries to synchronize the sensory information that it gets from your body in a way that it will make sense to you. But it can only do that by pushing your consciousness slightly into the past. Like a radio station that's always on a 5-second delay in case somebody curses on the air. The bizarre real-world implication is that the taller you are, the further back you live in the past. Since it takes longer for the information to travel through your body, and if you're a little person, you live closer to the present. Now, that's just one of the theories that I have read online here, and to me, it makes sense. It's a little strange to think about, but with time, it's constantly going, whether you want to admit that, you know, that theory is correct or not, that's up to you. It's an interesting thing. Just like these other theories, that the higher that you live, the faster you age, or the faster you go, the slower time moves. It's a very, very interesting article. It's from cracked.com. I suggest you go to their website and look it up and read about some time. time is more than what we make it. It's a very interesting thing, and that's why I'm so excited to have Tom Evans on the show today. He's a brilliant author. His course is incredible. So we'll talk with him here in a minute, and we'll get some of his opinions on this time. We'll be right back.
Need a do-it-yourself witty website? Let the gurus at thedigitalcraft.com teach you how to build, design, and maintain your website at an affordable price. They offer private training on web programming, graphic and web design, video production, motion graphics, and expert consulting. Book your session today on Facebook at facebook.com/thedigitcraft and check out free tutorials at youtube.com/thedigitcraft or take our courses on udemy.com.
The Digital Craft. Craft.com,
your web and design gurus. You're listening to Live Speak with Justin the Geek every Sunday at 2 p.m. He's bringing you amazing courses from great instructors
on Udemy.com.
Lots of tech talk,
phone calls,
and much more live every Sunday of every week. This is Live Speak.
Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Live Speak. I am Justin the Geek. We were talking about time. Simple four-letter word with many, many meanings. I took a note from Tom's course here, and one thing that I really like is it's says that most people can only have one thought at a time. If you think about that, you might think you have racing thoughts. You have a million thoughts at one time, but literally, it's a sequence of events. It's one thing after the next. It might be just milliseconds apart, but you can't have two thoughts simultaneously. And it's much like how a pickpocket works. From my background being a magician, I used to study pickpockets. I was always amazed in how they could take your watch off of you without you knowing, slide your wallet out of your pocket, take your suspenders off. And it so much of the principle lies on the fact that you can't feel two things at once either. So if a pickpocket bumps into you, you can't feel him pulling your wallet out at the same time. You can feel it immediately after he bumps into you, but if you do it at the same time, you'll only feel one thing. So a majority of pickpocket work relies on you causing some sort of, not pain, but pressure or feeling in one part of the body while taking something from the other part of the body. It's a very distracting technique. But again, it's one of those things with the human brain that's so incredible. And what I'm comparing that to with Tom's course is that he helps you to get out of the mindset that you're a victim to time, that you are bound by what time offers you. Tom actually makes it so you can change time, and not in the sense that we're going to go back to 1982 and change time. It's the fact that, like he says in the course, you can slow down your breathing. There's things that he talks about, like the universal breath and mind mapping techniques and things like that. And one huge thing that he talks about is meditation. And I'll let him get more into that here in a minute. But, I definitely, definitely urge you to go and take his course. Go to udemy.com, search for Bending Time, search for Tom Evans. He's got a couple courses out. You won't regret it. We'll go ahead and get him onto the show here in a second. I'm going to go ahead and throw a song on for you guys. And we'll be right back here in a couple minutes with Tom Evans from Bending Time.
Rise and fall. Local news. doesn't matter, and it takes so much time. No, it doesn't matter, and it takes so much time. No, it doesn't matter, and it takes so much time. No, it doesn't matter, and it takes so much time. No, it doesn't matter how much time it takes. No, it doesn't matter if it takes all our time.
Welcome back, everybody. That song actually was called Time by a band called The Words. We're talking about time, of course, today, and I have on the show a wonderful author and a great man. His name is Tom Evans. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Oh, it's great to be here, Justin. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad to have you here. We were talking a little bit on the break about time and things like that, and I wanted to ask you, because I was talking about how how time kind of takes, you know, 80 milliseconds to get from point A to point B in your body. But you had mentioned something about time clocks. Can you explain clocks in the body are?
Yeah, the neuroscientists can't find the clock inside us. You know, we've got one clock. It's our breath. You know, that breath and longevity seem to be related. So tortoises breathe about four times every minute, giant tortoises, and they live for about 140 years. And elephants breathe about eight times every minute, and they live for about 80, 90 years. And our natural breathing rate is about 12 to 15 times every minute. And our natural longevity, if you go back 150 years or so, is about 50, 60 years. It's just that our smarts have made us live a bit longer. But literally, if you slow your breathing down, time takes on a different quality, which is quite amazing.
Yeah. I still find that really fascinating that... with breathing, because a lot of people don't understand how much breathing has to do with life. I know that sounds really strange, because you think, duh, I know I'm breathing, and I know that has to do with my life, but you don't understand how the way you're breathing, or how fast you're breathing, or how much you're breathing will affect you, because obviously if you don't breathe, you die, you know? Mm. And if you're breathing too fast, you can get very, very anxious and, you know, worked up, or you can just be excited. I mean, there's a lot of different things with breathing. And when I read that about how the tortoise and the elephant, the human and the earth itself, take roughly the same number of breaths in a lifetime, it's amazing. I mean,
yeah.
Can you recommend a process that we go through each day to make the most of our time?
Yeah, this works collectively as well. So in meetings, if you get everyone in the meeting to breathe slower at the start of the meeting, then you do this at the start of the day. And you don't have to we forget about breathing through the day. Like if we're thinking about breathing, we're not thinking about thinking, are we?
Right.
So all you're going to do is every morning when you wake up, just do nine big belly breaths where your belly really expands, and breathe out for about four times as long as your in-breath. And if you do that every morning for about seven or nine times, your whole day just goes a bit smoother and slower. Hmm. And that same thing you can do at the start of a meeting. If you can't get everyone to agree to do it in the meeting, you just do it yourself. And everyone in the meeting seems to sync with the person that's doing the most powerful breathing. And you get more done in less time.
Wow. See, it's little things like that that are incredible to me. And going through your course on Udemy, I had a lot of those experiences where I was just going through your course, and each time I got one of those mind-blowing moments, you know, where it's like, wow, it's that simple.
It is, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm breathing really, really slowly to make sure that whatever happens in this next 45 minutes kind of stretches out, and that everyone gets fantastic value from it all.
Right. Yeah, see, and
we're going to call it just in time, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That works for me. You know, I've heard that before, just in time or just insane, either one, whichever one you like. See, on the other hand now, I had some caffeine today, so I'm actually breathing a little bit faster, and it appears to me that time is flying by right now, uh-huh. You know, and like there was actually a quote from your course that I like, it says that time is simply not as fixed as we think it is, and more specifically, the manner in which we think directly affects the perceived passage of time. And you give a great example of this, and it's that you say, I'm sure you have been in an airport lounge at the end of a holiday, having read all your books, and with a flight delay, and hours seem to extend into days. However, on the other hand, you might have gone away for a fun-packed weekend that seemed to end too early and just fly by. So it's all kind of relative, is it not?
Yeah. The more things that are going on, the faster time seems to go by, and the less things that are going, the slower it takes. And of course, you can use that creatively by giving yourself counterintuitively some me time or meditation time or whatever you want to call it, even a walk every day at the beginning of the day is really useful. And I didn't start meditating until in my mid-40s. And before I did, I thought there's like no way I've got time to do it because I'm a busy guy. And also, I didn't think I'd get my mind to stop because, right. You know, it's just running away all the time with that internal chatter. But nowadays, I know if I don't spend 10 or 20 minutes in still time at the start of every day, I just have a worse day. So I get more things done and serendipity kicks in, the flow kicks in, and I have much more productive time by taking that 10 or 20 minutes out every day.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love that. I have a few other things that I want to talk to you about. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here. Got to let the sponsors do their thing. But we'll be right back with Tom Evans here at Live Speak with Justin the Geek.
Getting an amazing education is a must, but going to classes and listening to boring teachers can be very painful and expensive. Luckily, we have the internet, but it is so hard to find courses that are high quality, cheap, and easily accessible. Not anymore, thanks to Udemy. Udemy is the online academy for you. At Udemy, you can find hundreds of great courses from world-class instructors. You can learn stuff like how to create awesome demo videos cheaply, how to program in Python, Ruby, or HTML, how to start your own company, even how to wiggle your feet to the rhythm of salsa. But what if you want to teach others what you know? No problem. Udemy makes it super easy to create your own course in a few steps. Just create an account for free, give your course a name, upload all your content in any format, video, audio, PowerPoint, Word, PDF, publish it, and voila! It's now accessible to anyone, at any time, all over the world. You can even set a price for your course so you can make some money. Learn anything, teach anything at Udemy, the Academy of You.
But I have a secret to share with you. A secret the professionals do not want to tell you.
You can fix your own computer.
Yes, you. It's much easier than you'll ever believe. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Sign up for Justin's computer repair course on Udemy.com called
Speed Up Your Computer the Easy Way.
For just $19, watch as he walks you through speeding up your computer and helping you to prevent future problems.
Don't be scared.
It's really simple. So simple, in fact, it's insulting that we've all had to spend our hard-earned money just to get our computers repaired. Just go to
www.geekcreations.com
and click online courses to get more information. Again, go to
www.geekcreations.com.
That's GEEKREATIONS.com and click online courses to get more information and great discounts. Don't wait. Fix it today.
Before it breaks.
Welcome back again, everybody, to Live Speak. I am Justin the Geek. We're here again today with Tom Evans from Bending Time and Flavors of Thought. I wanted to ask you something real quick before we get back into the time thing. I know that you were a BBC-trained broadcast engineer. I want to know how you ended up researching the nature and the source of light bulb moments, if you will.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that. Yeah, I started life working at the BBC when I left university, and I studied electronics at university because I was fascinated by what I'd call electricity, you know, that magic of how can you have, like we're doing now, how can you have this voice coming out at the end of a speaker on the other side of the planet? So I studied how radio and TV worked and got a great job at the BBC. And I was always coming up with ideas. I always had bright ideas. And by the time I was 25, I'd invented a couple of products. And by the time I was 30, I had my own company that was manufacturing these products and shipping them worldwide. And I've been to Las Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters Conference more times than I can remember.
Wow.
And when I was 45, I thought, well, I flipped my attention from technology to the mind. I thought, well, how can the mind just come up with ideas just like that? You know, how can just have an idea that happens in less than a second? And this came from my work with, I started working with authors, and specifically I worked with people that were blocked. So I started to work initially at what the blocks were. And I looked at the way that people had different, if you like, areas in their body where they would almost stop the flow of time. So people that weren't loved, they maybe had their heart was blocked, or people that were fearful, they had a block in their gut. And I started to remove these blocks. I went and did some training as a hypnotherapist, and I started to be able to remove these blocks. And as a result of that, I noticed that people seemed to change their relationship with time, and their creativity and productivity shot up hundreds of percent.
Wow. That's incredible. I'm with you. I'm absolutely baffled by what the mind can do. You know how people say that stress does so much to your body? Well, it's your mind that's creating those physical problems and those aches and those pains. It's all your mind. You know, your skin doesn't actually hurt, your joints don't actually hurt, it's your brain telling you it hurts. It's a very, very powerful thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think about 90% of dis-ease has got a root in the mind somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So there's another thing I really liked from your course, Bending Time on Udemy, is there's a section in there that you talk about goals and setting personal goals and things like that. And you make a great point about how what goals are as we know them as normal goals, like a target-based goal-setting system. You say that it's intrinsically limited, and it also invokes ego and closed-loop thinking. Can you explain that a little bit more with regular target-based goals versus other kinds of goals?
Yeah, and it's weird that you might think, why is a goal-setting system inside a course on bending time? But the thing is, because we can only have one thought at a time, if you're worried about the past or you're fretting about the future, it will take your focus away from what you're doing right now. So I noticed someone introduced me to goal-setting about 5 or 7 years ago. And I found out that 50% of the goals that I set actually came about, you know, this kind of cosmic ordering type of idea. But also I was intrigued because I'm an engineer. So I look at all this stuff and think, well, I'm going to take it apart and see how it works and how it doesn't work. And one of the ways that you see how things work best is actually seeing when they don't work very well. And I noticed that 50% of my goals didn't actually manifest at all. And I thought, And I realized that my ego had come in, and I was actually setting goals based on what I saw my peers doing, not on necessarily what was the best path for me. Mm. So, and the goals also were limited by my imagination. So, and my experience at the time. So someone introduced me to a kind of shamanistic way of setting goals. This is more your end of the world in Hawaii, where the Hawaiian shamans think about what you want to learn. And if you set goals based on what you want to learn, as opposed to what you think you might want, then they're open-ended. And it seems like, I'll say the universe in inverted commas, because I'm fairly agnostic about these things, the universe delivers for you things that are beyond your wildest dreams. And I can just testify for this personally, that when I set out on this road in my mid-40s, when I sort of got out of technology into the more creative world, I had no idea that these opportunities were available to me. And I've also noticed with learning-based goals, they seem to happen quicker. So you set a learning-based goal, let's say you want to learn something by the end of 2013, then it seems to happen by the middle of 2013,
right,
and deliver way above your expectation. But the main reason that you set them is that as soon as you set them, you just forget about them, and they just get delivered, so you can focus on the right now.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That little tip there with goals, I mean, I can help you produce so much more in your life. I can attest to not having goals, period. which is even worse than having target-based goals. You know, up until probably 2 years ago, it was more of the focus on right now and don't plan for anything. You can plan for things. I don't tend to worry about things that aren't happening yet. That's one of my life goals. I don't worry about things tomorrow. And I don't stress over what happened yesterday. I just try and concentrate now. I have a tattoo on my arm that says just for today. That's I try and live by that. Just today, I'm going to get through this 24 hours and then I'll worry about it tomorrow. But you can plan for the next day and the next year and things like that. And I hadn't thought of that until the last couple of years. And I started setting out some short-term goals. Little did I know that I would have, you know, this online radio show, you know, a website and an online course, things like that. And speaking to people like you weekly, it's things like that. They seem to happen when you're setting these little goals.
They do, and that's because you're focused on the right now. So you're already, and anyone that's worried about the past or fretting about the future and trying to live in the now, they're at best 33% efficient. So as soon as you've set the future based on what you want to learn and you free yourself from the blocks of the past, you get up to 90 to 100% efficient.
Right. Yeah, because you don't have anything in your way, nothing like that.
For sure.
So there's so many things I could say from your course, and I'm not going to give them all away because they're incredible, but there is another part that I absolutely loved because I learned a little bit about it when I went to the Art Institute in Portland, Oregon. And it was, you had spoken about left brain and right brain and how people are told and they believe that the left brain is logical and the right brain is creative. When in fact, everyone thinks completely different. And you call it mind mapping. Can you explain mind mapping a little bit more in detail than my little job there?
Yeah, well, mind mapping is a great technique. It's invented by a guy called Tony Brazan, who's the godfather of mind mapping. And what you do with mind mapping is you give your left brain and your right brain something to do at the same time. And just to, before I explain what mind mapping is about, we've just explained about left and right brain, is that most theories about left and right brain came from a guy called Roger Sperry in the 60s, who investigated through trauma. Most neuroscience was done then through looking at traumatized brains and seeing which bit of the body was affected. But nowadays, what the neuroscientists can do with MRI scanners and with some interesting techniques, they can actually switch a bit of brain off in somebody that's actually awake and actually quite healthy and say, how do you feel? So it looks like that the left brain sits inside space and time and generates our sense of time, and the right brain sits everywhere and everywhere else. So if someone's got their head in the clouds, they're kind of sitting in their right brain and they get nothing done. And if somebody's left brain, they've got the devil in the detail. And they also get nothing done because they get very obsessed with bits and pieces. When you get your left and right brain working on the same task at the same time, that's when you get really, really creative. And mind maps are great for that because mind maps consist of a sort of central image, which is the thing that you're thinking about, and then a free association set of branches that radiate out from that image. And these associations mirror the patterns in your own neural, in your neurology. So what happens is your left brain kind of says to the right brain, leave the navigation to me, I'll do the map. And while the left brain's busy, the right brain looks at the whole and makes fantastic leaps in terms of creativity. But you know what? Doodling's just the same. Going out for a walk is fantastic too, because that gets the left and right brain working together, especially if you swing your arms across the central line of your belly. That helps too. So there's loads of little tricks you can do that. So any activity that gets left and right brain working together is good. And so doodling, mind mapping, just going for a walk, absolutely fantastic.
Those are great. I remember when I was at the Art Institute, there was our beginning drawing class. Well, for me, it was absolute beginning drawing class, but everyone else seemed to already know how to draw. So we did these warm-up techniques at the beginning, and little did I know that it was like mind mapping. And what we would do is we would draw what's called a vase face. I don't know if you've heard of a vase face
before. Oh, I know it. Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, where you draw a profile of a human face with, you know, the brow, the eyes, the nose, the lips, and the chin. and then you draw the other side exactly the same, and it looks like a vase. Well, what we would do is we'd take a piece of paper, and we would draw this face profile on the left side of the paper with our right hand, and we'd draw that profile, and then we'd switch and use our left hand and draw on the right side of the paper. And what it would do is it would switch us over more into the creative thinking and get, you know, left and right brain working together. And what I found was in the exercises that we do, it feels very frustrating when you get into that mode because you're not used to it. It's a very, very strange and new feeling to get into that mode of thinking. So it's frustrating. It's like they told me to try and do everything for a day with your left hand if you're right-handed. You know, it's extremely frustrating, but it also helps your brain. It trains your brain in a certain way too. So
it does, and I get people that are very grumpy when I explain that you can have as much time as you need, because then there's no excuse anymore, because all you've got to do is create the time you need, and all the tasks that you have fit into that time naturally, and then you can't blame anybody. You can't blame old Father Time anymore, because you haven't got enough time, because you just create it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Let's go to a quick music break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about your course, and then maybe your next course, and we might see if we can get some phone calls on here. So we'll be right back with Tom Evans.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody. That was the song called Climb by the band Major Parade. My friend Ty Weathers produces for that band, and he allowed me to play that music, so thank you, Ty Weathers. You can find his music at ittybittybeatclub.com. We were talking over the break, I was talking to John in the chat as well, but Tom and I were talking about speaking in general and how it's another thing like breathing, how we don't realize that it is kind of delayed. And it's an everyday thing, but it actually takes a lot in your brain. Do you want to talk about that a little bit more for me, Tom?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned at the intro about touching your nose and touching your toe, and how there's several milliseconds delay between when you get the sense and when you get the impression. But and our brain has kind of unwired that out, so it deletes the fact there's a longer delay from your toe to your nose getting to your brain. And the same is true of our speech. So when we have a thought, there's a delay before our voice box vibrates and it vibrates the airwaves so that the other person can hear it. And when the other person hears it, there's a delay before that hearing turns into thought. So naturally, there should always be a transatlantic old phone call delay when we're speaking to each other. But we've deleted that, right? Because it'd get very confusing. We have to wait all the time between speaking, and that's just our brain to throat, our brain to heart. The neuroscientists are seeing now that we've got ganglia all over our body, neurons all over our body, and our heart is an active mind center, and we fall in love with things, and we fall in love with things sometimes a second or two before we know we've fallen in love with them, and a second or two afterwards. But the most strange organ on our body, this most strange brain in our body, is the gut mind. And the gut mind, our gut mind has got more neurons than a cat's brain. And it starts just above our belly button, extends all the way down to our nether regions. And gut mind has been seen in our eye scanners to be eliciting a response 5 to 10 seconds before we're consciously aware of it. And this could explain why sometimes, you know, the phone rings, but before the phone rings, you know, one, it's about to ring, and two, who's on the other end of it.
Oh, so this is kind of like when people say, I have a feeling in my gut, I know what's going to happen. It's like that sort of the thing.
Yeah, and the flip side of that is, how many times have you done it? I've done it many times.
Oh, man.
Where you wish, I say, I really wish I trusted my gut on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old hindsight's 2020 sort of thing.
Where you've got it, yeah. So our gut mind's an active mind center. But what happens as we've evolved as humans, our cognitive ability, or this self-aware ability to run this internal dialogue and have thought, is so loud, it kind of overwrites and suppresses the subtle signals that come from our, I'd call them vestigial mind centers of our heart and our gut and our root.
You're blowing my mind today, Tom. I love this. It's incredible. The human mind is so amazing to me, and the fact that this is all coming from an engineer, you know, this is not, you know, you're an engineer. It seems like you're in a completely different realm than you should be, but yet you know so much about it. It's like you were meant to know this. Do you feel that way?
I'd call myself a reverse engineer. I notice something. I notice a phenomenon, and then I research it. And you know, I look at science and where neuroscience is, and I look at the mysticism. And you know, the ancient Greeks knew a hell of a lot of things. They had a god called Kronos, and a god called Kairos. And the god of Kronos is almost the god of our left brain that sits inside space and time. And the god of Kairos that looked after the heavens it sits on the right brain and sits outside space and time. It's almost like we knew a lot of these things intuitively thousands of years ago, but I love the way that our science is catching up with it, and how science, let's say metaphysics and physics, are converging at the moment, which is just absolutely wonderful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I'm a huge fan of physics. I'm a huge fan of the things that don't make sense. You know, like when one of the basic physics rules is that if you take a bullet, like from a gun, and you hold the bullet next to your gun, and you drop the bullet and fire the gun at the same time, which is going to hit first, the one you drop, you know, or the one you shoot? And the fact is, as the theory goes, is that they both should hit at the same time. And to me, that had always blown my mind. That is so strange. You think, how is that possible? But that's just how it is. I love physics, and it has to do with the math, and if you put that together with metaphysics, I don't even know what could happen.
Well, if all physics starts with observation, and with me, when I started to meditate in my mid-40s, I started to notice weird stuff. So I started to research it and see if it's reproducible. And then if it was reproducible, how it wasn't just an interesting phenomenon, but how could we use that? So I'll give you a good example of that is that this might be imagination, but it kind of works. One of the things I work a lot with authors, and one of the things I do is get them to imagine that they tune into their future self that knows the words and the title of their book they haven't written yet, and get those words sent back from the future to the present. Now, it might be an imaginative thing, but it really, really works.
Mm. Wow. I hope everyone that's listening right now is speechless like I am right now, because this is one of the topics that I've been waiting to talk about for a while now. And the fact that I got to take your course, I mean, is incredible. That I really, really can't explain how good his course is. You need the people that are listening right now and the people that are going to listen tomorrow, you need to go to udemy.com/bendingtime, and you can just search for Bending Time if you want, search for Tom Evans, go to my website if you want, geekcreations.com, and I'll throw some information on there. I believe you did come up with a coupon code for the listeners, did you not?
Yeah, it's called Just In Time.
That's right, Just In Time. And what kind of a deal are you giving on that?
I think that's, is it $33 off? So it's like 33%.
Yeah, I think it was about 33% off. That's an amazing deal right there. And I'll put that coupon code on my website as well and in the show notes after the show. But I really want to thank you for being on the show, Tom. It has been a pleasure.
And for me, it's been 45 minutes of my time well spent.
Yeah. I'm actually, for your next, you have another course. I want to talk about that real quick. What is your other course that you're doing? Because we'll have another show with you on, and we'll talk about it for sure.
Well, there's a free course called Goals of Learning, which goes through that technique of how you set goals based on what you want to learn. But also, I've just launched another course called Flavors of Thought, and it's how not all our thoughts come from our cognitive centers in our brain, how our heart and our gut center generate thoughts. And also, we also tap into this concept called the collective or super consciousness. And this course goes through the whole lot of that. Again, it's metaphor. It doesn't have to be real, but if you imagine that it is, amazing creativity and productivity comes from it.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah, we're definitely going to have another show with you on, and we'll talk about that. In your books, you write, you're an author. I mean, author, engineer, time bender, the man can do it all. But thank you very much, Tom. I'll get a hold of you again, and we'll have you on the show some other time. How does that sound?
Oh, I look forward to that incredibly.
All right. Well, thank you again for being on the show, and I will talk to you soon.
Take care.
You too. All right, everybody. It is towards the end of LiveSpeak. Again, I want to thank our guest, Tom Evans, for stopping by. That was a very, very interesting discussion. He does have a few books that he's written. I will put those links on my website on geekcreations.com. That's GEEK. REATIONS.com, geekcreations.com. Head over there. You can get the discount code Just In Time to give you 33% off of his course. Links to his other courses. I will give you links to my course and some discounts if you'd like to speed up your computer. So head over to geekcreations.com. Tune in next week. We have the YouTube gurus. I'm going to call them Guru Girls. It's instructors Jewel Tolentino and Orit Esselstyn. They will talk about YouTube and how to rock your YouTube views. They have a course on Udemy as well, and there's a lot of great material if you ever want to get YouTube up and going for yourself and use it for marketing, because YouTube is such an impressive tool to use nowadays, and you should take this course and figure out what to do to boost your views. They have downloadable ebooks that you can get on their course. Really great. It's going to be a fun show. Again, that's next week, the 24th. And at the end of the month, we'll have Jackie Malpass on the show, and she's an author, and she will tell you everything that she can to change your life. So tune in. And again, thank you very much for listening. I'm Justin the Geek. Have a great week.
You're listening to Live Speak with Justin the Geek. Every Sunday at 2 p.m., he's bringing you amazing courses from great instructors
on Udemy.com.
Lots of tech talk,
phone calls,
and much more. Live every Sunday of every week. This is Live Speak.
Enjoy the show.